We're joined now by quarterback Tom Schneider. How are you, man?
Doing good. Thanks.
Remarkably calm for a guy on the weekend, big rivalry game. I don't want to put any pressure on you, but coach said he expects 3, 4, 5, 10 touchdowns, and you're just sitting here calm as can be.
Oh yeah, you know, it's just another game.
Liar! I can't believe you're going to try that.
Now, Coach had a good, like, 15 minutes when he came in just to take you through everything, right? Give you the script.
Yeah.
It's just another game.
Well, it is a rivalry game, and it is Grand Valley, and we know they're number one, you know, in the nation, and they're a good team. But, you know, as the goals that we have as a team, you know, we're trying to win games, and we're trying to put ourselves in the best, you know, opportunity to get to the tournament and, you know, win a GLIAC championship. So, the big thing is that we just need to approach this. You know, it is a big game. We know that it's, you know, it's a rivalry game, but at the same time, we need to stay focused on doing our own thing and being calm and focused and execute our game. So
now, the team this week coming off of the loss to Northern Michigan and the Upper Dome, we were talking during the break, where's this team at mentally in your mind? Because really, it's been all success to this point. You have a setback right before this big game.
Right. As seniors, you know, a couple of guys on the team that we talked about after that game was that, you know, actually, you know, we were very upset that we lost, obviously, but you know, that really kind of sparked some anger, and I mean, there was a lot of anger after that game, and you know, we thought we should have had that game, and the big thing is that I think it really you know, set us into a range of focus for this week, and I think we had a really, really good week of practice. And to be honest, I think it made us more motivated for this week, which we didn't really need much more motivation, you know, to play Grand Valley at home.
So. Live from Ferris State, we're talking to quarterback Tom Schneider. And how important do you feel your role is as a leader in focusing that, whether it's the anger from last week or trying to keep everybody focused on a rivalry game? You've got that nexus where you've got it. How about that nexus?
Yeah, that was good.
I don't get to use that word near often.
This is early on a Friday, too.
Yeah, right? You've got both those situations, and obviously people are looking at you. You know, how much of your own dedication do you put into that leadership role aside from what you do on the field?
Well, with being, you know, a fourth-year guy, you basically just try to keep people calm. And throughout the week, you know, you lead by example. You know, you give words of encouragement, everything like that. And, you know, and you try to keep people going in the same direction. You know, if you see a guy, you know, off on his own or losing some focus, you know, it's your responsibility as an older guy to go up and say, hey, you know, we need to get back on track and get our priorities straight and be concentrated on football when we're out here, you know, so... as a leader, you know, that's the main goal, is just to keep everybody on task and going towards the same goal. So
your new athletic director brought up something at the start of the show that I think is interesting. When it's a rivalry game, it's your job as one of the teams to make it a rivalry game by winning some of those games. Since they've created the Anchorbone Classic Trophy in 2002, you guys have yet to be able to place that here at Ferris State University. Was that one of the goals you talked about at the start? I mean, obviously you want to make the playoffs, you want to win the GLIAC conference title, but is that lie there now because it does exist and it's something that hasn't happened here for Ferris State since the trophy's been created?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's a huge motivation because we haven't had it, you know, and we haven't beat them in a while. And, you know, as part of a rivalry, there's supposed to be some good competition, and we've played them well in the past couple of years, even when we've had, you know, some tough games, you know, before that. But we've always played them well, and we feel that, you know, we're prepared for this week, and the best thing to do is beat them, you know, and to get that rivalry sparked and to get that trophy back here at Ferris, so...
If you're just tuning in, we are live at Ferris State University from the Rock. We're talking to quarterback from Ferris State, Tom Schneider, and we've talked with a number of people from the university. And I know, you know, I've shared my less than glorious time here at Ferris State. I spent time on campus. I wasn't a student. But talk about being a senior, fourth year guy. You've been there for a lot of the growth that not just your football team, but your whole university. If people haven't been up here to Big Rapids, you've seen this thing kind of, you know, bloom. And talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. When I first came here, you know, it was more, a tranquil type, you know, very kind of laid back area. And just in the 4 years that I've been here, you know, there's been booming amounts of businesses that have came. it seems like the student body has become more developed, and with more diversity, everything. It just seems like there's it's really gotten to be, you know, a really cool kind of college environment. And, you know, maybe it was just because I was a freshman and I didn't really know or experience a lot of the things, but to be honest, I think this university has developed greatly in the last 4 years that I've been here alone. So,
how's it been for you? Because it all rests on your shoulders to execute this offense, grasping a new offense. I mean, you know, you're used to one thing. You come here, you get a new offensive coordinator, and it's quite a change. We talked to your coach about that. How have you handled that, and how do you feel as far as your comfortability with that?
To be completely honest with you, I'm more comfortable with this offense than I was with our old offense. You know, the first 3 years.
Good answer again with Coach Pierce to your right.
Yeah, no pressure there.
Yeah.
Who let that happen?
but yeah, you know, it is my responsibility as the guy that gets the ball, you know, every single play to make sure it gets into the playmaker's hands, and you know, and I'm just a distributor. I'm not out there to try to make amazing things happen. You know, as a quarterback, you got to be the distributor of the ball, and you got to make sure you get the ball in your playmaker's hands. And you know, by doing that, you're successful as a quarterback. So, but in terms of new offense, it's very user friendly. You know, Coach Bowden does a great job. He's our new offensive coordinator. He does a great job of teaching us. You know, as quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs. He gets everything clicking, and his motivation towards teaching us is what is really allowed us to transition from spring to fall with our new offense.
Live from Ferris State University, joined by quarterback Tom Schneider. Tom, good luck against the Lakers coming up Saturday. You are way, way mellow, and I know that puts a smile on your coach's face, man. Congrats on the season thus far. Good luck against those Lakers.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.